It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast.
I'm off, I'm out.
Featuring
Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
Oh, baby. I kind of turned into Austin Powers right there.
Yeah, you're too... Oh, baby, come on!
I'm trying not to hurt my throat, B?
Yeah, you know what? The hell with this. I see the lines lit up here. We're going to get to the lines in just a second. I'm going to fire some people up with this one.
What's that?
You know.
Your Yankee hat?
Yeah, I do have a Yankee hat on today, huh? This is pretty cool. New York, represent New York. You know why I'm representing New York today? Because I realize that this week, West Coast fans have been a bit soft. Here in the Bay Area, we've been a bit soft. And this season, Niner fans, we've been a bit soft.
Yeah, because when I think hardcore, I think Brooklyn Nets fan.
Oh, no, you think the Bronx, which is what I'm wearing, a Yankee hat, the Bronx.
Runners, keep going.
No, front runners, there ain't no front runners. They're tough. They want excellence. They demand excellence. Thing is, I watched Cleveland last night, and those fans of Cleveland are out there in the snow. It's a two-win team. They're out there cheering. They're fired up. It's Thursday Night Football. They don't give a damn what their record are. They're out there rain, slow, snow, sleet, whatever it is. Out here to West Coast, you know, earlier this week, I heard Shasky, you know, it's going to rain really much. Oh, my God, the rain. And, you know, it's proper. We are so damn soft this season. And I see why East Coast fans have the reputation they have. They're just built for adversity. They're built for turbulence. Oh, here it gets a little rocky, and we want to start firing everybody and saying this and that. Maybe we are acting so soft. I'm dead serious. What I've heard from West Coast fans and Niner fans this season has been very disappointing. Very disappointing. And I'm in the streets. I'm in the churches with Niner fans. I'm at Levi's Stadium. Like, it has been very disappointing what I've heard from the fan base. And you know what? I'm going to just say it because I'm allowed to say it because I am a Niner fan. We've been a bit soft this season. We've been soft.
Yeah, the reason the Niners are 5-5 is the fans.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying the fans have been soft. We have been soft.
We travel every week. We support this team through thick and thin. Well, I don't get what you're saying.
We've been soft. Just listen to the way we talk. Listen to the way we talk.
Well, time out. Kittle missed the game last week. He's been injured and banged up all year. Trent has been banged up all year. Fred Warner's been banged up all year. CMC missed how many games to start the season? Greenlaw has missed the whole season. Our quarterback's probably not going to play on Sunday. Bosa has missed time and looks very, 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 very compromised. Charvarius Ward's missed the last couple of games because of a horrific thing that happened in his household. Like, yeah, we're a little snake bit right now. Forgive Niner fans for feeling a little doom and gloom. I think it's okay. You get a pass.
Doom and gloom no matter what.
No.
They lost three games in a row last year.
We were arrogant last year.
No, they lost three games in a row and the Pets' heads are falling
Everybody
off.
Everybody that's fans that lose three in a row lose their minds.
We're just built a little different.
Yeah,
so I'm here to fire up Niner fans because, in my opinion, you've been a bit soft this season. Shout out to those on YouTube watching. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate, all alone. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal Finance. You got the dealer. I don't even have to say it. Comcast Business Text Line, prove Abate's point. Every team is banged up in week 12. We're all banged up. Well, everybody has calluses. Everybody's hurt. Everybody's trying to brave through the elements. No excuse. We just haven't played well.
Well, no, both are true. Like, they are banged up and they haven't played well. That who's arguing that? Like, you just paid a wide receiver $30 million a year, essentially, and his right leg got blown off.
We can't even handle the sun at Levi's Stadium. That's what Steiny said.
Well, that's true.
The sun.
Hey, the sun is bad on that side.
Let's go to Ariel. Ariel and Palo Alto. He's a diehard fan. Ariel, you got some faith, right? You got some faith in his team.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Good morning, guys. I'm just getting to work over here at Stanford.
Oh, nice.
But I'm pumped, baby. Call me crazy, delusional as hell, but I still got faith, man. That's our freaking
Ariel.
That's our logo, right? We're the faithful, right?
Ariel, yes, you know what? I can tell you're faithful. I can tell you're fired up. These are the Green Bay Packers. We know what the Packers mean. It's Packer Week. Come on, man. Season's all on line. Packer Week. You got CMC back. Jordan Mason's ready to roll. Come on.
That's what I'm saying.
Need a little buck on, man. think Brock Purdy doesn't play yet? Rally around Brendan Eller and Josh Dobbs and you go win a game.
We about to see Mason and Garendo go out because I know Shanahan heard all that talk. I know he's still going to run McCaffrey like crazy, but we're going to see Mason and Garendo help us out. And I'm telling you, on defense, man, I know we're hurt every which way, but like I said, man, next man got to step up for your brother. That's all it is, man. You got to have faith. I still believe, y'all. I still believe.
Thank you guys, man.
Have a great day.
You too. 408. How about this one, Shasky? 49. 408 Comcast Business Text Line. Bonte, the Niners are soft. Didn't they call the league to change jersey colors because it was too hot?
That wasn't the fans. And then got beat by a team that plays indoors in air conditioning. Yep.
Unbelievable. They were the ones who wilted. Cameron in Pleasanton. Cameron, what's happening? What's up, Cameron?
What's up, guys? What's up, Shasky, Monte? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Weekend's coming to us. I just wanted to comment, Monte, you wanted to fire us up and get us ready. I'm here to fire you up. The Niners, I still believe. You know, they're good. Well, my friend's been, you know, talking their mess about Kyle Shanahan and who he is now, but he's not going anywhere, right? He's earned enough respect for sticking around for this season, and I'm glad by that. But we got to live by it and just keep on rolling. Things are tough. We got players out, but next man up. I know I sound like the last caller, but I'm glad to know that the faithful is still out there because, you know, I'm faithful. That's in the name.
I'm looking for the faithfuls. I'm looking for the faithfuls. Where are the faithfuls at? Where are the people with confidence at? The hell with the doom and gloom and being worried about reshuffling the roster and resetting things and contracting money and this guy. Come on. What is this?
I love this. It's a great version. He doesn't know. You don't know.
George Michael, Faith.
Oh, gosh. That's not going to get people fired up.
Okay, then play the Limp Bizkit one.
Get Big Pud.
Didn't they do a cover of Faith? Look up Limp Bizkit,
Faith.
Give
my boy, what's my guy in Texas who I love?
Big X the Plug?
Big X the Plug, yeah.
Does he do a cover of Faith?
Hey, you know what? Big X the Plug is blowing up. He's on Price Pick commercials, man. That guy is blowing up.
Oh, what's goo?
I feel like I'm part of that. Price Pick. I feel like I helped with that.
Tough L for Goo yesterday. He had the Steelers -2.5. I didn't even know you can get that spread.
That was low. That's Guru and I had a little crossover.
Still didn't hit. Sorry, Goo.
Still didn't hit. But no, I was like Goo. We both said, I was like, man, why is it only 2.5? Vegas is kind of telling you something.
Sincere question. Has Goo ever won a bet?
Oh, he's won some bets.
He was on a heater for a little bit.
Okay, he was. Okay.
He kept the ups and downs.
I know. Trust me. I'm well aware we all have our ups and downs when it comes to betting, but I'm just asking if he's ever been on a run.
He had a run there when we had Goo's Lock of the Day where he had like 20-something in a row.
What was the show him and Dibley were doing for a minute?
Oof. Was that a BetQL show they were doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Goo wore the shades.
Me better, you bet?
I actually think Dibs and Goo had something cooking. Dibs and Goo had something cooking with that betting show. They were good on that show.
Oh, were they?
Yeah, I watched it a lot.
You were tapped in?
I was tapped in. It was a good show. I used to read my comments and stuff. I used to comment. Oh, I liked
you're
it.
Always in the comment section.
Sometimes. Got to let them know.
Disrespecting the Sharks.
I got to let them know. When a girl said I was disrespecting WNBA, I was like, all right, first of all, that's absolutely nonsense.
He was in the chat dropping his Big 12 locks.
Hey, this is that was
hyping like, up Juju Lewis.
I heard from a lot of people yesterday. They were really disappointed in you guys. It was like, how are they going to disrespect Brian?
Your Big 12 people?
I heard from a lot of people yesterday.
Yeah.
I heard from
name
a lot of people.
One person who's disappointed.
No, I'm not going to name people. I'm not going to do that. I'm not Mr. 311 on the show, okay? I'm not a snitch. I'm not snitching.
I'm not asking you to snitch. I'm just asking you to provide evidence.
I'm not giving you no names.
Provide evidence.
Because there are no names.
I'm not a name.
I'm not sure.
No, there are plenty of names. Trust me. There's plenty of names.
Plenty of names. He did the hand gesture and everything. He did it.
He holds up the phone to showcase all the names.
I know.
Like, but no, there's plenty of names. I don't need to say. I got names in my phone too. I'm not just going to say things just to say things. People were like, yo, they were kind of out of bounds at the Prime comments.
Because all those people that were defending the honor of Prime in Colorado and just the sanctity of the Buffalo program.
You guys just just like poo-poo them winning the conference championship.
Vontae, you're doing great.
That's not what happened. We said the turnaround's been amazing.
It has been amazing. And then T.O. came out here, it was nothing but crickets.
Well, I mean, T.O. Because
T.O., y'all wouldn't go say nothing to T.O. like that.
I love T.O., but if I paid T.O. enough, he'd be rocking Skechers and, you know, pushing. So what?
You would, too.
Ping pong. Of course I would. And I admit it.
What does that even mean? What does that even mean?
These opinions can be bought.
No, but he's rocking with Colorado.
For the right price.
He told you. Nah, T.O.'s not a guy who gets bought. T.O.'s going to say what he wants to say, as he did yesterday about Deebo Samuel. We didn't even ask about Deebo. He's talking about, Deebo's word on pregame.
Well, that was a side mission.
He said it tongue-in-cheek. So, anyway, let's go to Dougie. What you talk, Kansas?
I don't feel confident about Brandon Allen or Josh Dobbs starting this game. I don't know how can you.
Oh, man. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Doug.
What's up, man?
Hey, man, I was listening to you guys earlier, and a couple things I just want to comment on. Number one was, however the season plays out going forward, I think you put your best players on the field. Like I told the call guy, I was like, hey, man, I just remember Herm Edwards when he used to say, you play to win the game, and that's what you do. That's why it's a game. And you put your best foot out there. If you can go, you go. If you can't, if you're injured, you're injured, man. You can't do anything about that. But you can do something about your want to.
Yep.
So go on and play. I don't care if we lose the next, what we got, 7 games left. If we lose the next 6 in a row, you still go out and try to get that last one with the best available players. And then as far as Brock Purdy goes, you guys were asking the question about, is he a $60 million quarterback? Well, if the ownership wants to give him $60 million, he's a $60 million quarterback.
Yeah, there you go.
If he'll play for $40 million, then great. That's great for the organization. But either way, I think you got to ride the storm you got to stick with a guy for 3 or 4 years to see what he really is. Now, I'm on Brock Purdy's bandwagon. I think he's good enough. I think he's great. I think he's awesome for our team. I want him on the team. I want him our starting quarterback. That's, so bias aside.
Can I ask a question? Has he had a great year? I'm just asking independent of that because I like Brock a lot, but has he had a great year?
Okay, this year, statistically, probably not. But looking at the games that I've been able to see, I don't get to see every one of them.
Uh-huh.
But the games I get to see, I mean, he's playing good ball. But, he's one guy. Once the ball leaves his hand, his worst game was against Kansas City of his whole career. All 3 of those picks, I'm watching with my Chiefs fans' family, and I'm like, that's on Purdy. That pick's on Purdy. He threw the game for us. We would have beat the Chiefs if he took care of the ball. That's my opinion. But, yeah, he's not statistically having a great year, but he's balling out, man.
Yep. Hey, Doug, I love that call. I love that call from Wichita, Kansas.
I'm going to push back on balling out. I think
he's ready to go.
He's been a mixed bag this year. He's been really good at times, almost great. And then he's had some bad games. He's had 4 bad games, what I would determine bad games. That's just my personal opinion.
Doug saying, who the hell cares? Does anybody, now that we're here, 888-957-9570, are there any Niner fans who felt like they haven't given maximum effort this season? That this team hasn't given maximum effort?
There have been distractions, but I don't think that those distractions have led onto the field.
On the field.
I think there's been side missions. It feels like a lot of people, and I know that Vernon Davis had spoke about this. There were a couple different, but Julian Edelman talked about this with the Niners. He's like, everybody's trying to get paid like they won the Super Bowl, which I get, but you didn't win the Super Bowl. And his point was like, you got to go out and finish the task. And it's like, well, Julian, that's easy to say because you won it. But let's say you lost. You'd still want to get paid and compensated because you've been very good. But like his point was that there's been too much focus on the entire team of maximizing every dollar and not enough of getting on the field. Now, that's Julian's perspective. So I don't know. But it does feel like there's been other things that have distracted this team at times.
So we do have an update on Brock Purdy. Cam Inman, Bay Area News Group, did a great job with this yesterday, man. He had a couple things that went viral in the interwebs. John Litt says Niners did MRI on Purdy and feel good about where it is from that standpoint, his right shoulder, that is. Brock will show up here today, see where he goes from practice, and go forth accordingly. It is tenuous. Brendan Allen and Josh Dobbs would both be ready, but Brendan Allen would get the first snaps. Brendan Allen would get the first snaps. So an MRI was done on Brock Purdy's shoulder. We'll see where he's at today. It could be Brendan Allen season.
Okay, I'm not pretending that the Niners are maliciously lying to the audience. That's not what I'm saying. But they did feel kind of good about CMC for weeks and weeks and weeks. Like, and it ended up being way worse than they let on, right? Jimmy Garoppolo, they you know, he missed a couple. I think it was one or two games down the stretch of 2021 with the shoulder injury. And they were like, oh, he's fine. He would have played if it was a playoff game. And come to find out, he was not fine. And they're not the only NFL team that does this. But B, it's tenuous. That means it is, like, very thin. It is very thin that he's going to play in this game. And, yeah, it's going to be Brandon Allen and or Josh Dobbs. And the fact that they can't even determine of the two of them which direction to go in, that doesn't make me feel confident either.
No, they know. What are you talking about? He said Brandon Allen's going to get the first crack.
First crack? That means, like, until he screws up, and then we're going to Josh Dobbs.
It's best just saying he's going to start, and we'll see where it goes.
If the boss said to you, hey, Bonte, we're going to give you the morning show. You'll get the first crack. And if you're not ready, Spadoni, be ready to go if he's not ready.
Yeah, that's fine.
And I wouldn't feel that calm. I'd be like, damn, he don't really.
Well, no.
He don't believe in
confident. And then I turn on the microphone and Spadoni's not getting the stiff at the morning show. That's how that would have went down.
Yeah, but you're good at your job. We don't know.
I would have taken the job.
We don't know.
Now, Brandon Allen, it's your time. Take the job. Take the job, Brandon Allen. If you're good, take the job. This is what you've been waiting for. Take the job.
It's a legacy game for Willard, too. I mean, he hyped up Brandon Allen for 2 years. He did back up Joe Burrow. The way he picked up his
Willard
helmet and handed it to him.
Willard out of this. Willard's got nothing to do with this.
No, it's a big game for Willard.
It's a big game for the Niners.
I'm scared of Willard.
What's he joke? Mark can handle it. He knows I love him.
Is Willard going to be under center? Like, no, it's not. Relax now.
Oh, he doesn't have the helmet anymore.
I would like to hear him. He does have the helmet?
No, the helmet was returned.
Oh, that's good. It's the green dot in the helmet.
You know what? We got we'll get to caller of the week in just a second. I think we all know who caller of the week is. Let's go to Brian and Palo Alto, and then we'll get to my girl Tony on the other side.
What's up, BPA?
BPA,
just two menches cutting it up.
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, I think, you know, Niner fans know what good football looks like, unlike Jet fans or even really Giant fans of late. And, you know, it's not a good team. I think we know that. Chasky knows that. And they're not going to blow anyone out, which basically means that there's going to be a lot more scenarios with 2 minutes left in the game with the Niners up four, and Nick Sorensen's defense has to make a stop. And I don't believe they can. And I've said, I think, four times in the fourth quarter where it was like right before a fourth quarter drive, Niners up 4 or 5 points. And I tweeted you guys, confidence in Nick Sorensen, 0.0.
And you ended up being right.
And he's, you know, that's the sign of a good coach and a good coordinator, right, is how your teams play in the fourth quarter. And they're the worst team in the NFL by far defensively in the fourth quarter and in the last minutes of a game. And they're not good enough to blow anyone out, which means they're going to lose a lot more close games because they give it up at the end of games like it's candy. I don't think they're going to beat the Packers. There's no evidence they can beat a good team. And
BPA,
I'm going to root for the team.
Let me ask you this. I already know your answer, but I'm going to ask you anyway.
Yes, sir.
You don't need to call me. Don't be condescending. don't be a prick. Don't do that. I'm being nice.
Okay.
Let's not do that.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay. They lose a game on Sunday. Is the season over?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's...
Why?
Because you'll be 5-6 in a division in which you're in last place, and you lose every tiebreaker within your division. So they would, in my book, they need to win the division to make the playoffs. They're not going to make it as a wild card team.
Yeah, I kind of agree. I agree.
And so they're just, it's, you know, look, it's not the end of the world. I'm faithful. I'm a fan. I'm going to watch. I'm going to show up. But, like, I also have the gifts of sight and common sense. And, you know, they're not going to beat the Packers and the Bills on the road, with or without Brock. When Brock's been great, they've not been good enough as a team.
It's true.
And so, yeah, they'll lose the next 2 weeks. I'd put $1,000 on it, by the way.
Go ahead. If, I'm going to
make it interesting, Bonte.
I hope you make some money. Make some money on it. I don't even know who you are.
So
I'm not betting anybody that I don't know or have never seen before or has fake names. So no,
we're not getting in the Macy's parking lot to get your winnings.
The last time I bet somebody, Yogi, who's a Jets fan, he owes me a jersey. I haven't heard from him since week one. Swear to God, I haven't heard from Yogi since week one. And we made the bet online, so I'm not betting strangers here. Sorry, BPA.
No.
Have a good weekend.
I have no known. Hey, you too.
I think your relationship's getting better.
I'm optimistic, Bonte.
You want to start being condescending and be a prick. I could be a prick, too. Let's get the caller of the week.
BPA?
Frankie in San Rafael. Frankie, what's happening?
Hey, Frankie.
I love my friends that love the Niners, and when I had Kansas City to win it all, there was no way they were going to beat them, and I knew that. I knew Shanahan would blow the game.
So Shanahan,
and he blew it.
So you think Shanahan blew the game?
Listen, why do you back him?
I'm listening.
Why do I back him? Because he's a damn good coach.
Yeah, why do you back this guy?
He's a damn good coach.
No.
He's a loser, you said?
How is he a damn good coach?
You think he's a loser?
Hold on. He's never won a Super Bowl.
How do you feel about Marv Levy?
Who leaving?
Marv Levy.
Oh, no. I think you should get a coach.
Hold on. Hold on, Frankie. I want you to listen. What do you think about former Buffalo Bills head coach Marv Levy? What do you think about Marty Schottenheimer? What do you think about Marty Schottenheimer?
Loser.
That was Frankie and Sarah Fell.
That's your little Marconi. Who
gave us one of our Caller of the Year nominations in the Doobie Awards December 20th. You want to get the day off for that one. We will be at a location, and we will be feeding you, and we will be celebrating, and we'll be giving out some trophies.
I love how quickly he said, loser, yeah. When you're like, what about Buffalo Bills head coach Marv Levy? Because I don't think he heard you the first two times.
Yeah, well, maybe.
And then you're like, what about this guy? What about that guy? Loser. That was just absolutely gold. Chef's kiss.
Unbelievable. It's unbelievable, man. Football season.
Nothing pisses me off more, though, when we do that. Like, Coach X, Player X, like, wins a lot, is clearly a winner, right? And we're like, loser.
High-level loser.
Like Patrick Willis. Yeah, he's a loser. Yeah. Tony Gwynn, loser. It's like, really?
Dan Marino.
He's a high-level loser, bro.
Jim Kelly.
Exactly. Like, they're not championship-level players. Like, come on. Like,
I mean,
come on. Really?
I mean, Yogi, loser, bro.
Now that I think about it, Yogi really disappeared after talking with his chest out.
Oh, he did the Homer Simpson. He went right into the bushes.
And never even called the show again. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
In the words of Chris Tucker, I'll be back, though.
What is BPA like trying to get fired up? You imagine him trying to get fired up for something? Or him, like, giving a pregame speech to a
team?
I'm not
a GM, even
though. Go out there and lose by 100 points. So, like, if he got in front of a team, it's like, all right, guys, let's bring it in here. Like, that team will get destroyed.
Well, people say that about Belichick. Let's talk about it.
He's motivating. The BPA? Your call is coming up, brought to you by the San Francisco International Airport.
I also have the gifts of sight and common sense.
Thank you guys, Shafty,
and I listen to
you guys every single morning on the way to work. You guys make my morning drive way better.
Oh, baby. Good morning. Daniel Jones just got released from the New York Giants, and no, I don't want him on the San Francisco 49ers, if that's the question. I guess he'll last here during Steiny and Guru. Or Matt DeHegan, they're coming up with a show plan. Daniel Jones?
Sports, man.
The dude can't throw a 5-yard pass.
I'm asking sincerely. I think Daniel Jones stinks.
He sucks.
Honest to God, would Niner fans as a whole, if I said Brock was out, like, let's say 2 or 3 weeks, would Niner fans really take Daniel Jones over Brandon Allen or Josh Dobbs?
No,
I think I'd rather have Josh Dobbs.
No. Iron Eagle. No. Shout out to Lincoln High School. They're playing my Eagles today. Semifinal at 1:30 today. Yeah.
And then the winner plays next Thursday?
And Turkey Day, yeah.
Against?
It's going to be Balboa. Balboa, I forget who they play.
Oh, yeah.
Balboa plays, I think, Lowell on the other side.
Oh, that's cool.
But Balboa and Lincoln, the two best teams in the league. They had a really good regular season game meeting. I think Lincoln won 14-12 or 15-12. But
oh, wow.
My boy Edison, Coach Edison, what's up, baby? Coach Walker and, of course, Coach Foreno. That's my guy. He dropped a couple curse words when he called the Royce.
He's a great guy.
They've been kicking my Eagles' ass for a long time, man. They've been winning the Bell. I think, how many straight years have they beat Washington High School? Like, I never lost a Bell game. We never lost a bell game, but, you know, times changed. Times have changed. Daniel Jones, oh, gosh. Oh, gosh.
No, I'm just asking, like, and we're having a fun little conversation. This isn't, I'm not advocating for them to sign him, and then he'll learn the playbook and come here. But, like, are there people out there that are like, yeah, if Brock's out for a couple of weeks, get me Daniel Jones? Because I don't see it.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
A statement from Giants president John Mara on Daniel Jones. Daniel came to see me this morning and asked if we would release him. We mutually agreed that would be best for him and for the team. Daniel has been a great representative of our organization, first class in every way. His handling of this situation yesterday exemplifies just that. We are all disappointed in how things have worked out. We hold Daniel in high regard and have a great appreciation for him. We wish him nothing but the best in the future. Meanwhile, they had him, I think, wearing a red jersey playing scout team safety yesterday.
Bonte, we watched the off-season Hard Knocks, which I believe to be like a great rejuvenation yep. of that franchise, the Hard Knocks franchise.
I like the in-season one, too, focused on the AFC North.
Whew. I haven't even checked that out. Okay. It's on Max?
HBO Max.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to have to check that out. I haven't even watched it. But watching the New York Giant one, I thought it was awesome. And what was my takeaway? It's like, these guys really, like I'm talking about the GM, really is going to sell themselves on Daniel Jones?
Well, I don't think they really wanted Daniel Jones, but they were looking to try to move up for one of those quarterbacks, Jaden Daniels or Drake May. They're just like, you know what? We'll take Neighbors. We'll roll with Daniel one more year, but here's
where I'm going with this.
They get fired for doing this.
This is why I'm going back to the Brock Purdy thing. When you make the wrong decision on allocating the money to the quarterback, which they did, that has ramifications. And one of the ramifications of spending all that money on Daniel Jones was that you couldn't keep Saquon Barkley. Now, they chose to go in a different direction with that little leftover money, but you can't keep other people around when you pay a guy $40 million a year. And we all knew that was an overpay, and Brock's so much better than Daniel Jones. So that's, I want to start there. So much better. So that they're not similar in that sense, but the decisions and the hard decisions you have to make about where you spend your funds outside of the quarterback when they're making that money, they do have ramifications.
It's a great nickname for the 925. As a Raider fan, I'd welcome Danny Dimes, also known as Vanilla Vic, with open arms.
Well, that's because they'd ensure you'd never win a game the rest of the season, so that's why you do that.
His best season, I think they threw 16 touchdowns and 11 picks. Yeah. It was such an Alex Smith 2011 season statistically.
It was bad.
By that, I mean mediocre.
Does have a playoff win over Kirk Cousins and the Minnesota Vikings.
One of the more incredible playoff wins.
Saquon Barkley, they regret not paying. See, I don't think Saquon would have been the Saquon in that system.
Well, no,
Saquon needed to go.
Of course not.
Saquon couldn't play in that system no more and see nine men in a box and was like, get hit every. Saquon needed to move on. And the Giants paying Saquon Barkley, you're just wasting him because you have Daniel Jones at quarterback.
No, but when the owner walks into the room of the GM on television, okay, and for everyone to see on a streaming platform, hey, I'd have a really hard time sleeping at night if you don't keep this player who's one of our most popular players, and if he goes to the division rival, he said that to them. Joe Shane's done. And Joe Shane's kid even said to him, hey, Dad, if you really want to knock out this draft, I'd move up a couple spots and get Jaden Daniels. But obviously Washington wasn't going
to
trade.
He tried to move up to go get a quarterback. But the Saquon move, look, I don't think Saquon would have been the Saquon we saw this season with the Philadelphia Eagles. He's just in a better position. I think for Saquon, he needed to get out of New York City,
he
man.
That's it.
Yeah, that situation was just nasty. All right, let's go back out to the lines. 888-957-9570 is the number. Are you confident in the 49ers' chances of winning a football game if Brendan Allen is your starter? Or what if it's Josh Dobbs? Are you confident that the Niners could win a game in Green Bay against the Packers without the services of Brock Purdy? Let's go to Dave in Fresno. Dave, what's happening?
Good morning, boys. Am I confident? No. I think we're football. I think this season, if this wasn't meant to be, they started off on the wrong foot, never had that feel, you know. But I think it could be a good thing. I think we can use this season as some reflection. You know, we've had a lot of success. I think, you know, our heads probably got a little big. We can look back at this season and be like, look, if we're going to keep this core around, GM, coach, you know, top core players, let's look at this season and make adjustments. Lynch, look at the mirror. In the mirror. Shanahan, look in the mirror. You know, all the big dogs. Trent, Debo. If we're going to come back strong next season, let's all look in the mirror. Because this season has been a disappointment. You know, it, one bad thing after another. You got, even with Brock playing this Sunday in the cold, I wasn't confident in that with the small hands. You know, he's never really done good in the cold. So, and then you got Buffalo after that. It's just looking really, really gloomy right now. But I say, look, we probably need this little reboot, you know? And let's use this as motivation going forward. And we can all look in the mirror. Head coach, GM, players, look in the mirror. Where did we go wrong?
You know, it's fun.
I'm not saying blow it up or fire anybody, but let's just look in the mirror. And sometimes when you had a long, sustained, you know, of excellence and all that, sometimes you need this little bump to, you know, on your head to get back right. You know?
I hear you.
I like that, Dave. I like that perspective.
Well,
I do.
So it's like I was talking with the boss. And look, I'm not ready to even like fully dive into all of this because I want to see them win. I would rather, if you're giving me the spectrum, I want to compete for a playoff spot and a championship, right? That's the original thought. But if that's off the table, one of the silver linings of being on the run that they've been on all the time, and if they do have a down year, because that's all it would be. It'd be a down, it wouldn't be this devastation and, oh my God, everything needs to go. No, it's just a down year. Everyone's entitled to a down year when you've been excellent for a long time. Doesn't matter what sport it is. It happens. Things happen in sports you can't control. It's okay to have a down year. It's not the end of the world. That being said, one of the silver linings, if you had a down year, you get a better draft pick. You know, maybe we get an assessment on some of these young players like Ricky Pearsall and Jacob Cowing, and maybe some of the older players that have a lot of tread on their tire toward the end of the year can take some games off, right? And like, I'm looking at this team right now, and I know people aren't ready to hear this today because I want to beat Green Bay. I want to make that clear. I want to beat Green Bay. But if I told you, you know, they did kind of like the bottom fell out, wouldn't you rather have like the 13th pick than the 26th pick?
Honestly, I'm not there yet.
I know you're not, but I'm just saying, team use a pick like that?
Sure, but they haven't nailed those picks.
That's
so a lot of people don't
have
confidence. A lot of people don't have confidence in them making the right first round pick.
This last draft was really good.
I agree, but first round picks I'm talking about. They've whiffed on the first round picks more times than not, and that's what the fans harp on.
No doubt.
Bosa was the obvious choice at number two overall, according to a lot of people. And look, that worked out. Now he's hurt now, and hopefully he gets back, you know, by the season opener next year, even though that's a long shot. But, you know, they struggled in the first-round picks. I'm not even there yet. Sure, there's pros and cons to everything.
Yes,
pros
exactly.
And cons to everything.
But the other part about the first, and your point about first-round picks, the evidence is the evidence. It's Bosa and Ayuk, and that's about it. But in the Bosa draft, because they were so bad, that second-round pick was basically a first-round pick, and you got Debo, right? And so the aggregate is you get the early pick in every single round. Again, I'm not saying that that's what I want. I'm just saying that to his point about sometimes these things can be a good thing, I believe the Warriors are in a better position today because they got bowed out early.
No
I
doubt.
Do. I really think it helped them evaluate themselves clearly and not cling to the hope that they were close. And secondarily, it got them slightly better draft status. And so, yeah, I mean, there are some silver linings.
I wonder if Bosa. What's the update on Nick Bosa? Nick Bosa. What's the update there? Nick Bosa. Is he going to play on Sunday? Let's go to... No, we'll go to Antonio in Oakland, and then we'll get to our girl, Tody. Tody, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, you guys? Yeah, I do believe that Brandon Allen can go in there and win. You know, just hand the ball off and make smart passes. Don't overdo it. You know, take what the defense gives you, and our defense got to play sound football. And I really believe we're going to, you know, turn this around, you know. And I would never call, like, Marv Levy a loser or Kyle Shanahan. I might not call them the ultimate winner, but I'm not calling them a loser. Yeah. At the end of the day, I think Shanahan's going to, you know, fix some things because, you know, he's one of the best play callers in football. So at the end of the day, I got full confidence, y'all, and we're going to win. And that's the bottom line because Antonio from Oakland said so.
Let's go. Let's go. He never wavers. He never
Stone
wavers.
Cold Antonio.
He never wavers.
I mean, is Kittle going to play? He says, I guarantee I'm going to play. Why would you do that? Like, just
because he's guaranteed he's going to play. Why not? He said he's playing.
I mean, he's been injured multiple times this
year. He's playing. He's playing. He said, they asked him a question. Are you going to play this week? I guarantee you I'm going to be out there on that field. Doesn't that make you feel like, damn, that's my guy, George Kittle. Well, that's the best tight end in 49er history.
But Bosa had that, and I'm not knocking Bosa. Bosa had that same exact mentality, and then he re-injured himself.
I don't think he said it, though. Did he?
He said, like, I'm going to try to get out there. You know what I mean?
Kittle's guaranteeing it, and he's going to play.
Okay.
You know? Said he's going to play. I'm not bothered by these. I'm not bothered by whether or not Nick... People are guaranteed they're going to play.
We don't care who plays. We just like the challenge.
Right.
Who is that?
We don't care who plays. We just like the challenge.
Who is that?
Sparky. It's a caller.
Oh.
From where?
I knew a little bit more than Sparky.
Just Sparky, I think from Alameda, maybe? He's from somewhere.
Who'd he call?
Called somewhere. But he doesn't care who they're playing, Bonte. They just want the challenge. Am I right? Is that where you're at?
I think when teams lose, when your team lose, we come up with all these theories and things. We start nip. It is unbelievable. It is really unbelievable.
I mean, they might just be bad. Like,
it might not just be their year.
Okay. And fans are just having a hard time with that, or they just don't care?
It's hard to come to reality. Yeah. Look, it's when you've been accustomed to success and you have the mindset of we're going to go back for another championship, and this, that part of why they paid Ayuk all the money and, you know, giving Trent all this money guaranteed, and CMC was like, yeah, we're all in for one more year at minimum. And yeah, it's been a down year, right? So, and it's hard to come to grips with that. That's fair.
John Lynch on Nick Bosa's health. I thought Nick made an incredible jump last week at practice and he was really playing a good game. Ironically, he hurt it sacking Geno Smith. He's a game-changing player, of course, but having said that, we're capable of doing things without him.
Oh, boy.
We needed to find a way to close that game out. So, Bosa's probably not going to play on Sunday.
I mean, he's got an oblique injury, which in the NFL is so different, but in Major League Baseball, oblique, minimum 35 days that you don't play.
4 to 6 weeks. 4 to 6 weeks.
And so, like, he has double oblique, essentially. Like, he's going to probably need some sort of a surgery in the offseason. George Kittle had the core, which is close to an oblique, and that wasn't good. He couldn't lift for 3 months. He lost a ton of weight.
Can you, I'm recommending this. Kickoff's at 125 Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you live stream the game?
No.
Are you watching?
I'm very busy this weekend.
No. I want you to YouTube live stream like you were doing earlier in the season.
Are you going to compensate?
I want to watch.
We'll turn the chat on.
I want to see how you are during
turn
this
the chat
game.
On just for me.
Yeah.
Just to tease Bonte.
Just for you. I want to see you this week because you are. Boy, so what do you mean you're not? You can't live stream. You're going to be very busy. You're not going to watch the game live?
Well, I'm going to watch it, but no, these are the kind of games that there's going to be some swearing and stuff, and I don't want my brand being affected.
Oh, your brand
by
is
maybe
okay.
how I'm viewed.
I think you enhance your brand if you drop a couple swear words in.
I mean,
be the real Joe Shasky, the butcher boy. That's what I want to see on Sunday, because boy, I don't know if you're going to make it to Sunday. I want to watch. I honestly want to watch a live stream of you this Sunday.
Bonte,
125.
Purdy's hurt. Bosa's hurt. Greenlaw's hurt. CMC is hurt. Debo, I don't know what's going on.
Can you promise to live stream?
Fred Warner's hurt. Okay. Charvarius Ward's probably out again. Trent's hurt. Kittle's hurt. Like, okay. Come on. Like,
get the boss man. We got to make this. I need you live streaming Sunday at 125. You ain't that busy. You're going to be watching the game. You ain't busy. They're that busy.
I'm entertaining people.
Oh, you're having a watch party?
No, but like when you when you're on the YouTube chat, you're still entertaining.
Yeah, exactly. Just be you entertaining.
It's being on. It's like hey, come be in this golf tournament, this scramble. It's like, oh, then I gotta be on. I don't want to be on. I just want to like lay low.
She said you were busy. You're not busy. You're just watching the game.
Yeah, well, that's busy.
Oh. Can you live stream?
Too busy to watch the game because I'm going to be watching the game.
I'll exactly. I'll live stream with you. How about that?
No, you won't. Because this is going to be you. You're going to do this fake thing where you're like, lean back, kick you back. This is how I watch the game, Roasters. Let me tell you, I'm just chilling.
And then his internet's going to suspiciously cut out.
That's how I watched the first half.
That is such a lie. I've watched multiple games of you.
That's how I watched the first half. Okay. I ease into a game.
And you ease
into I realize that a game is not won or lost in the first quarter.
Okay, Sam, how many texts in the 3 years or whatever you've been on the show with us that he sends in the second quarter? Brock's not seeing it. Jimmy's not seeing it in the second quarter. They're on it. I were praying to God at halftime during the Detroit game.
Yeah, because I didn't want to get embarrassed.
In fairness to Bonte, during those times, Brock wasn't seeing it.
But Kirk
Cousins was in play.
I'm just reacting in real time.
And the second quarter,
he wasn't seeing it.
The second quarter of the Packer game, Kirk's back on the table. So I just want to make sure we're clear.
Was he not?
And then he was taken off the table.
No, seriously, the play-by-play voice is talking about benching him for Sam Darnold in the divisional game. So it wasn't just me.
Man, Darnold.
It wasn't just me. Everybody was seeing it. So I reacted real time. But there's nothing inaccurate about what I do.
Read and react.
But a cool cucumber would be sitting back like, it doesn't matter, guys. They're going to come back in the second half.
No, I never. Hey, Brock's Kirk Cousins is on the table. They lose this game. Kirk's on the table. Didn't say the game was over. Didn't say the game was over. Greg Olsen was even echoing some of the things I said during that Green Bay game.
He's playing terrible.
Remember I sent you guys the videos when the game was on this past season? I was like, look at this. Oh, my God. Greg Olsen's so critical. Brock Purdy's off. He's just off. First half, I chill. Second half is when I ramp it up.
Uh-huh. So Josh Allen comes out, throws a pick six to start the game. You're like, we're good.
No, I'm going to.
Right where we want him.
No, that's silly. That's silly. No, he throws a pick six. I'm like, damn. Whew, going to be one of them days.
Josh Dobbs on the table.
That's what I do. I know how. Hey, man.
I just don't know why you're just so full of it.
I'm not capping. He throws a pick. I'm not going to like break a remote control because it's Brendan Allen. I expect Brendan Allen to throw picks. I expect the worst from Brendan Allen.
But you still think they're going to win.
I never said that today. Never said that they could win.
What are you saying?
I never said that at all. You guys never, no, you're not listening. You're putting words in my mouth. Don't do that. I'm like Mark Willard. Don't do that. I hate when people do that.
So what are you saying, Todd?
Well, we were talking about me watching the game, and I want you to live stream. But what I've been saying this morning is that even if they lose this game, there's a scenario in which the Rams lose to the Eagles and the Cardinals lose to the Seahawks, and they're still one game behind the division lead. Is that not a fact?
Yeah, and there's this scenario.
Because I'm not saying, I didn't say, are they going to win or are they going to lose? You guys asked me if I'm confident in Brandon Allen and Josh Dobbs. I'm indifferent. They're backup quarterbacks for a reason.
Can you make a definitive statement?
No, I don't need
morning?
To. A definitive statement about what?
Anything.
I have. Have you been
this
listening?
This is a tough game, and it's a must-win for the Niners.
No, but it's not a must-win. It is. It's not a must-win if Arizona loses and the Rams lose. You're one game behind. Don't be confused with the facts. Those are the facts.
888-957-9570. Rapid fire. Is this a must win? Yeah, I think this is a must win.
A lot of people are going to say a must win. How many times? See, but here's the deal. We've said the Arizona game was a must win. We said the Chiefs game was a must win. Cowboys.
Well, that was psychologically.
Bucks.
This
last
is for
week,
the season.
Last week.
They're totally different.
This is not for the season if Arizona and the Rams lose. Okay. Who do you got winning? Philadelphia or LA? The Rams. Eagles, Rams. Who you picking?
I'm not counting out Stafford.
Where are you at with that one?
The Rams and the Eagles game?
Yes. We just watched Miami go to LA.
Devontae Smith isn't going to be playing in this game, but I think A.J. Brown, if he wasn't playing, would be more detrimental to Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts is playing very well. But I think I'm leaning the home team in this one. I like
taking
the
Rams.
I think I am.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I actually think
every time I count them out, they do something wild.
Wow. The Rams are winning this division.
You think so?
They have the best quarterback. They have the best wide receiver. They have the best head coach. And they're healthy.
The best quarterback is in Arizona right now.
No.
I'm taking Stafford over Kyler.
Okay,
yeah.
But not this year?
No, I'm just saying in general. I think because I watched Stafford, what he did against the Niners with no receivers.
I still am waiting for the wheels to come off the Cardinals.
I am too. All right,
say if the Rams win.
I am too.
Cardinals have the second easiest schedule the rest of the way or something like that?
So you like the Cards?
No, but hold on. The Rams win, they go to 6-5. Niners win game behind the Rams. They play them on Thursday Night Football. Who's winning Seattle, Arizona? Who do you guys feel about that?
I like Arizona in that game.
In Seattle?
I like Arizona.
I'll take Kyler over Geno right now.
At Seattle.
But I want to make sure. I'm not confident. I'm not trying to hedge. I'm just saying, like, it's a toss-up game for
divisional
me.
Game, Bonte, as you know. You don't know.
Divisional games are different. They're very different.
I just watched Brock run around against Seattle, and I know Kyler can do it better than that.
I think I'd give Arizona a slight edge.
I think the
Niners more lost the game last week and then Seattle coming back to win it.
Yeah, I like Philadelphia-Seattle this week. I like Philadelphia-Seattle. But, no, all I'm saying is that the season's not necessarily over if he win against Green Bay.
No, we all agree.
You guys said I haven't said anything that was definitive. That's all I've been saying all morning. Wait,
the season's not over if they win against Green Bay?
Yeah, that's what we all agree with.
No, I mean, if they lose against Green Bay. Excuse me, my bad. You're good.
I'm looking at
if they lose to Green Bay, the season's not necessarily over for the 49ers.
You've got Buffalo.
Your chances at a playoff spot decrease. Your chances at winning a division decrease.
Can they get 10 wins at minimum? At minimum is what they need, correct? They need 5 wins.
I don't know that because Arizona might lose some games. I don't know that yet in the NFC West.
They need to get to 10. That's the at minimum. That is the sweet number. That's what my algorithm, the Shasky rhythm, is telling you, okay? And so you've got the South Beach game, you've got Detroit, you've got Buffalo, and you've got Green Bay. Those are 4 games to me that are all up in the air and can be lost, as well as these other division games. You got to win this one against Green Bay.
So Arizona plays Seattle twice in the next 3 weeks. They're at Minnesota Sunday, December 1st.
I don't know what to make of Minnesota currently.
They play the Rams in L.A., and they have the Niners.
Your L.A. pick, it might be not a bad one, Spadoni.
Let's go to...
They're in 4th place right now, and I know it's very jumbled, and we're going with like tiebreakers. But just go by the eyeball test. At what point have they looked like the best team in the division?
They haven't looked great. They haven't looked great at all. Let's go to Derek in Gilbert, Arizona. He has a suggestion about the 49ers. Derek, what's happening? You're on a roast.
Hey, fellas. Good morning. How you guys doing?
Not too bad.
I've had better days.
It's a great day. Why is it? Derek, look, we need to ask. You and I, Derek, we're doing this show right now. Me and you. It's the morning roast with Derek Abate. Okay.
All right.
Shasky, why are you having a bad day?
Well, because my Niners are heading to Green Bay and their quarterback's shoulder is injured. And Nick Bosa, who I gave $120 million to, has not one but 2 obliques that are hurt. And the guy with bilateral tendonitis in his ankles doesn't look like he's himself. And then Trent Williams, who is a mercenary of all mercenaries, the greatest left tackle who's ever played the game, okay, is literally walking around hobbled. And then Fred Warner, who started off the season unbelievable, hasn't been the same.
But you know what, though? They don't play until Sunday.
And also, Brandon Ayuk, who I gave $100 million to, he doesn't have a leg.
But listen, but they don't play until Sunday. The Warriors play against the Pelicans. It's NBA Cup. That's not going to make you feel better.
I mean, that's a side. That's like the coleslaw of the pastrami sandwich.
Should be having baby LJ is going to be 1 tomorrow.
Oh, that's going to be a great day.
Yeah, how are you not? All right, Derek, your call. I don't get why this guy's having a good time.
Tonight's confirmation for my nephew Mikey. I'm his sponsor, and we got a Reardon luncheon today. Like, there you go. I got a lot of stuff going on that's positive. So, the Niners stink.
Yeah, but you said you had a bad day. Sounds like you had a great day. You're the busiest guy in San Francisco. Go ahead, Derek.
All right, fellas. Let's see if I can bring you up a little bit. Now, I want to preface it with saying, is he going to save the season? Probably not. But here's an option if Purdy's out for an extended period of time, is Daniel Jones was just released from the Giants. So,
yay!
Shanahan being the quarterback whisperer and Daniel Jones being able to take the Giants to the playoffs, would they claim him and would he be able to thrive in Shanahan's system or at least possibly be serviceable?
Do you believe that Daniel Jones would be able to thrive in the system?
I'm not saying thrive, but I'm saying he's shown that Brock Purdy, he can elevate his game, his level of play. He's shown with Jimmy, he can elevate his level of play. He's shown with Matt Schaub he can do that. Daniel Jones isn't great, but he has the ability to throw the ball. He can move, play action. I think with
I disagree. Daniel Jones cannot throw the ball. He literally cannot throw the ball. He can't. The year that they went to the playoffs, they were 9-6-1. He threw 15 touchdowns and 5 interceptions and threw for barely 3,200 yards.
Derek has a suggestion. That was his suggestion.
Yeah, I disagree. I'm not all taking right. Daniel Jones.
Let's go.
I'd rather have Josh Dobbs start. And I guess Brandon Allen, I guess. I don't even know. I've barely seen Brandon Allen play.
Let's go to Tony in Oakland.
His claim to fame is that he backed up Joe Burrow.
Let's go to Tony in Oakland. Tony in Oakland. What's up,
Hello.
Tony?
Oh, please. That's probably coming from Shasky. Anyway,
hey, Tony,
when did Shanahan get this? Of the QB whisper. There goes the whole game. You know why everyone is hurt? Because you got that dude on the sideline. I'm putting a challenge out there. Hello?
We're here, Tony. We're listening.
Yeah, I'm putting a challenge out there to any guys who played a sport and had a coach that got them into the zone. And if you know the difference with one who doesn't, you should give this show a ring because, especially Shasky, they don't even know what's up with this. And these callers, oh my God,
Tony.
We need a patent. Let's imagine that the next game is World War III and we have to win.
Tony.
And listen to these people.
Tony, what are you doing December 20th? We are having our Doobie Awards.
It's
Friday, December 20th. You have to make an appearance. Please tell me you're coming.
All right, December 20th.
Mark your calendar.
Give me a call.
You know what, Sam? Take her number offline.
Take her number down.
Please.
Yeah, we'll give you a call. We'll send you reminders every single week.
I promise. Do not hang up when we're done with this call.
Tony, do you have your driver's license?
Wait, I told you I used to go 165 on 280. Don't you have a memory?
December 20th, I'm going to need you to go 165 down to a location, maybe on 280, maybe on 880.
Okay.
We'll see.
Okay, great. But, Bonte, we got to solve this problem. It's Lynch. Can you imagine? You just have both of them on the field. Have Lynch be the motivator like Patton. This is what we need.
Let me tell you something, Tony.
Don't know it,
I got a little
really
tip for
matters.
You. Tony,
what?
Little secret. John Lynch talks to the team every Saturday night at the hotel.
Well, who cares?
What
that's
Saturday
one
night?
Get his presence on the, you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
If Shanahan came in instead of Jesus, how many would have gotten the field? No one.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
December 20th, you better be there.
You're listening to 95.7 Game KCMC FM Nation 1, San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app.
Don't you just want to see what she looks like?
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? I'm learning about myself as we do this show.
You're closer to Brian at Palo Alto than you want to admit?
No, we couldn't. No.
You, Steiny, BPA, all
I also
one.
Have to give some sight and common sense.
I don't ooze douchebag energy, all right? I don't leak that stuff.
I'm right a lot.
I don't even do that. That's just shameless. But what I'm learning is,